Welcome to the Dropshipping Secrets Show with Jesse Lopez, the place for women, period.
What's going on, buddy? Welcome back to the Dropshipping Secrets podcast. Over the next 12 minutes, I'm going to give you the formula to increase your conversions. My name is Jesse Lopez, owner of Dropshipping Secrets and a multi-million dollar Shopify store. I help e-commerce and digital business owners fix their ads and increase their profits so they can have a consistent, reliable way to sell their products and services weekly without having to use sketchy, outdated strategies that only waste your time. And in this podcast, I'm going to help you increase your conversion rate on your store so you too can start building your bank account faster today. And let's get started. What's going on, my friend? I'm back at you with another tip. So today I'm going to be helping you and going over optimizing your product page and the whole checkout process. Okay. So in the last video, I was talking about how important product images are. And it's very important that I needed to create another. I needed to talk about it in this episode as well, because most of your, sorry about that. That's my dog right there, chewing on his toy. But most of the images is what your customers are going to buy from. So most of the sales are going to be coming from, you know, just images that they're seeing. So that's why it's important that you have nice, you know, high quality images. Okay. And from different angles as well, so customers are able to view the product. Now, another great thing that you can do is you could add UGC, which is user generated content. For example, you could have, let's say you're selling some earbuds. You could have somebody playing, let's say like an athlete or an influencer, or, you know, just even a random person. Maybe it's somebody at the park, right, playing ball. You can show them, you know, wearing, take some product shots, or even a video of them having the headphones in while they're playing basketball, or they're playing tennis, or they're you know, wherever, you know, it's endless, right? Of walking down the street, you know, going fishing, going hiking, whatever it is. Okay. That's just an example, but you can take pictures and then you could use those pictures on your website, right? And this can do wonders right here. Okay. So people love seeing other people wearing the product, you know, in action and how it can be used. So that's very important. Okay. So then the next step would be your copy, making sure that, you know, you're talking about the benefits on top of benefits. So when you bring a customer to, when a customer comes to your product page, you want to sell. Do not educate. Okay. Don't educate about your product. If you're going to educate, the only educating you should be doing is educating on how, your product is better than your competitors, better than anybody else's product, right? Better than, you know, you have the best product, right, on your page. So that's what you should be doing when you bring a customer to your product page, okay? As far as a copy, okay? Making sure that you have images in there, but not too many. You want to optimize this for skim readers, okay? So, you know, I mean, I know I do it. I'm not sure if you do it, but I can speak for myself. You know, sometimes I just kind of want to, you know, if there's images, the images will tell me exactly what the product does. And based on how good those images are, I'm going to want to buy, right? If those images can tell me quick what it is, and I, like, let's say I really want the product and I go to the product page, and if I can tell real quick off the images what exactly it does, and it answers, you know, my question, like, is it gonna, you know, is it for me? Is it gonna help me? Is it gonna work for what I needed to work, what I needed to work for? Well, I'm gonna buy it right then and there. You know, I don't got time to read a whole paragraph, but let's say like it didn't quite answer, right, what I needed. Well, then my next step would be, let me go read the copy, right? Let me go read the description. And that's where in the description, you know, you're making sure that you have, that you're talking about the benefits. Okay, benefits and selling. Okay, and sometimes that happens, you know, and I'll read and I'll be like, okay, yeah, it was pretty easy to find out what I was looking for. It does do the job that I'm going to need it to do. I'm going to go ahead and purchase it. So you want to keep the copy, you know, clean and simple. Not to, customers don't got time to be reading a book. Okay. So, the next step would be, to throw in some trust badges. Make sure your trust badges are underneath the add to cart. So you want things like, return policy, money back guarantee, under the ATC. Okay. Under your add to cart. And if you can even throw in the shipping times, like some of y'all might be working with fulfillment centers, or y'all might be shipping from y'all's own house, or, shipping from Amazon, whatever it is. If you can put the shipping times underneath, that would do good to your product, whatever you're trying to sell. Okay. That, trust me, like people will, because they see that, that's like the next step, right? That will increase their trust. And that will increase your conversion rate too. So, the next step would be to put reviews. Okay. So I'm guilty of this. So when I first started out, I didn't want no bad reviews on my website. Okay. I always wanted the 4 and 5 reviews, right? 4-star, 5-star reviews. And I've had over the years, a lot of people, cause I did this for a couple years. Customers are like, oh dang, like, you know, you just, you know, it makes me, they would tell me like, it makes me, even in the comments in my ads, right? That's where I'd find it at. They tell me, These there's so many good reviews that it almost makes me, how would you say it? Not suspicious, but it makes me like, you know, like there's something off about it, right? Because there was so much good reviews, right? Because what I was doing is whenever I'd get a review, if it was good, I was putting it on my website. If it wasn't good, I was deleting it. Okay. And there wasn't just one. I mean, numerous customers, a lot of customers, to be honest, they were like, man, there's so much good reviews. It's almost unbelievable. Right. Which makes sense because not even Amazon, 99.9% of all the products on Amazon are going to have bad reviews. So that's just realistic. So these people are smart. Like they see that, they're going to know something's phony, right? Something's off. Like this might be a phony company. It's a phony product. Like then that's going to turn them off is what I'm trying to tell you. So that's my point. So what you want to do is, you know, include some 1-star reviews, include some 3-star reviews in your, you know, review section, include that. Okay. Don't skip out on that. I mean, you know, you don't want to put, I mean, but at the same time, you don't want to be, don't be selling shitty products either. Part of my language, but you know, like a healthy dose of it. And you kind of just want to be real, like, you know, you should be selling so good of a product, right? Where you got 500, let's say 50 reviews, right? 50 reviews. And you know, you have, you know, maybe 5-10 negative reviews, you know, and if your product is that good, you know, where you only have a few of them, well, that's great, but keep them in there. Okay. Now, you know, just do your due diligence. Of course, you don't want to put, you know, 5 good reviews and 5 bad reviews, because then that's kind of, you know, gonna make your product look bad. But at the same time, you shouldn't be selling, bad products. You know, your product should be good so customers can keep coming back. Okay, that's what's important. It's easier to get a customer back to sell to them again than it is to go find a new customer. Okay, so trust me, and that is so true. And I didn't get that at the beginning, but yeah, so this is something that, you know, I personally dealt with myself, and it's all good because I had to learn, you know, as we all do, we got to learn. So this is definitely going to help you, and it's going to increase the trust. Okay. It's going to increase your, How would you say it? Yeah, trust. You know, it's going to show that you're, you know, this is an authentic website. You know, they're not, you know, because again, the alarms go off, the red flags go off when somebody sees a product that has nothing but, you know, all 4 or 5 star reviews. You know, there's not even one bad review, you know, and you can go on the biggest websites from, you know, anywhere in the world and that people are selling products and you'll find bad reviews, which is normal. It becomes unnormal for people whenever they see, oh, 4 or 5 stars. There's 100 reviews and they're all 4 or 5 star reviews. So trust me, you will lose customers that way. Okay. So moving on to the next step. On the add to cart button, underneath the trust badges, if you can include, I think I mentioned this already. Include your shipping times. Yes, I did mention that already. I think I talked about that. But so the next one is, I have some notes written down. That's why. Where was I? Okay. So on the next thing is your add to cart page. Okay. Oh, here's what it was. Show the total if you can. Okay. Show the total on your add to cart page, including the taxes, including the shipping fees. Okay. If you can. Okay. Because you don't want customers to go to your checkout page to only find out they have to pay another, you know, $15 just for the fees, right? And then on top of that, another $5-$10 for shipping. Okay. So if you can include it there, if you can't, well, you can't, you know, or find a developer to help you out with that. But anyways, if you can, another thing is make sure that the button color is the same as it was on your add to cart. Okay. Okay. So the next thing would be checkout page. Make sure that your logo is on the top of the checkout page and include trust badges right next to it. Okay. So for example, your logo, and then you have a trust badge that says return policy, money back guarantee, 100% secure checkout, blah, 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 right? You want that up there, okay? And then make sure your button color is the same again. Okay, the whole process, make sure every single button color is the same color. So once you do all these, I guarantee you, it is going to increase your conversion rates. Okay, I'm giving y'all the sauce here, okay? This is what people pay me for, to help them with, okay? Things like this, I've seen, you know, one guy that hired me for one coaching call go from 0 to 700 the next day, okay? And let me backtrack a little bit. He was already, prior, before hopping on the call, he was making like $500-$600 a day, but for like a week, you know, he wasn't making nothing. He was actually losing money. He reached out to me for a call. He's like, hey, look, I'm selling this product. It was good, but this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. We hopped on a call, tweaked some stuff around. Guess what? Next day, I got a message, and he's like, dude, I want to thank you, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I'm making $700 a day. Hey, before you go, hear me out real quick till the end. If you think this was valuable and helpful, I would really appreciate you take 5 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You know, I don't make money from this. No one pays me to make a podcast. I don't include ads in my podcast when I could easily put them in there to get paid. But I decided no, I just want to give value. So if you can just let me know that, all right. I thank you for listening, and I will talk to you on the next one.